金融世界，
马建元、刘江主持。欢迎您收听澳洲广播电台中文部为您制作的金融世界节目，我是马建元。
我是刘江。人们在历史上曾经使用小麦或金银等贵重金属作为购买其他商品的交换媒介，也就是货币。这种交换媒介本身的内在价值相当于要交换的商品的价值。
但现代形式的货币，不管是纸钞
$300，
硬币
$2.20，
还是电子货币，它们本身都与要交换的商品价值并不相等。一张5元或是50元的纸币本身都只不过是印了彩色图案的纸片，甚至几分钟之内就能把$1,000,000转手的银行卡也只不过是不值几文的塑料片。
那么为什么这些纸片和塑料卡深受人们的重视，成为人们生活中须臾不可离开的东西呢？这是因为它们本身虽然没有什么价值，但却代表了一定的价值。这也就是说，现代货币是一种名义货币。
在今天的节目中，我们就先谈谈名义货币，然后我们再来看一下信用货币。
名义货币也叫法定货币，英文是
fiat money。 fiat
是拉丁文，它的意思是法令、许可或批准。
澳大利亚墨尔本大学商学院的哈珀教授对 fiat money， 也就是名义货币或法定货币，做了这样的解释。
Fiat money has not only no particular value in use, it doesn't even really have a value in exchange except that which is decreed that it would have.
哈珀教授说，名义货币不仅仅没有什么特别的价值，而且在商品的交换中，它本身根本没有价值，它拥有的只是法律赋予它的价值。
So fiat money is money which is intrinsically worthless, and its valueexists by virtue of the fact that it is generally acceptable, but it's declared to be what it is. And fiat money, needless to say, is one of the most mysterious inventions of the human mind. No economist has managed to explain exactly why it is that people will generally accept something as valuable when it clearly has no value other than that which is decreed to have.
哈珀教授说，因此名义货币从它的本质来说实际上一钱不值，它的价值只在于它能够获得普遍的接受。毫无疑问，名义货币是人类最神奇的发明之一。任何经济学家都还无法确切解释为什么人们能够把一种除了法定的价值外显然没有任何价值的东西作为宝贵的东西来普遍接受。简单的概括来说，名义货币实际上是把货币形态象征化，也就是货币的实体与额面价值分离。货币代表的价值大于货币本身材料的价值，这也就是为什么每当出现了金融动荡的时候，人们就会纷纷把手里的钞票兑换成老式的本身拥有价值的货币，比如金银等贵重金属。
下面我们再完整听一遍哈珀教授谈话的原文。
Fiat money has not only no particular value in use, it doesn't even really have a value in exchange except that which is decreed that it would have. So fiat money is money which is intrinsically worthless, and its value exists by virtue of the fact that it is generally acceptable, but it's declared to be what it is.And fiat money, needless to say, is one of the most mysterious inventions of the human mind. No economist has managed to explain exactly why it is that people will generally accept something as valuable when it clearly has no value other than that which it's decreed to have.
您现在收听的是《金融世界》，澳洲广播电台制作。我们刚才跟您谈了名义货币，也叫法定货币，英文是 fiat money。
现代社会中还有另外一种形态的货币，叫做 credit money， 信用货币。随着商品流通的发达，货币与商品交易有了时间的间隔，出现了所谓的延期交易，因而也就有了债权债务契约，也就是买卖当事人之间或借贷双方的信用关系。尽管信用货币这一形态早已在人类历史上出现，但只是在不久以前它才得到广泛的使用。
信用货币也就是信用手段
credit instrument，
或者说是一种当事人双方或多方都接受的信用安排，它包括用以取得信贷的文件、合同或支票、期票、借据等等。澳大利亚墨尔本大学商学院的哈珀教授解释说，
A credit instrument is an obligation and it's used as money because it has valueNow, the value that it has, of course, is a value which is based upon its credit worthiness. In other words, how much credit or how much credence people give to the promise which is actually written down. What I'm receiving or using as an instrument for money purposes is somebody else's obligation, their preparedness to do something for me, which might be to give me fiat money. That could be the promise which is incorporated in the check or the bill of exchange.
哈珀教授在他的讲话中说到了这样两个词汇
credit instrument
信用手段信用安排
credit worthiness
信贷价值信用声誉。
哈珀教授说，信用手段是一种契约，它可以被当作货币使用，是因为它也有价值。当然，它的价值是建立在它的信用声誉之上的。换句话说，也就是要看人们能够给予这些写成文字的保证多大程度的信任。我作为货币收取的票据文件是其他人的一种债务契约，是保证他们准备为我做一些事，比如要支付给我法定货币。这种保证可能会以支票或汇票的方式来体现。
下面我们再听一遍哈珀教授的这段谈话。
A credit instrument is an obligation, and it's used as money because it has value.Now, the value that it has, of course, is a value which is based upon its credit worthiness. In other words, how much credit or how much credence people give to the promise which is actually written down. What I'm receiving or using as an instrument for money purposes is somebody else's obligation, their preparedness to do something for me, which might be to give me fiat money. That could be the promise which is incorporated in the check or the bill of exchange.
今天我们谈了名义货币和信用货币，现在我们把今天涉及的几个关键的英文词汇再复习一遍。
Fiat money，
名义货币，法定货币。
Credit money，
信用货币。
Credit instrument，
信用手段，信用安排。
Credit worthiness，
信贷价值，信用声誉。
在结束今天这次节目之前，我们再听一遍墨尔本大学商学院哈珀教授介绍名义货币和信用货币的两段谈话。
Fiat money has not only no particular value in use, it doesn't even really have a value in exchange except that which is decreed that it would have. So fiat money is money which is intrinsically worthless, and its valueexists by virtue of the fact that it is generally acceptable, but it's declared to be what it is. And fiat money, needless to say, is one of the most mysterious inventions of the human mind. No economist has managed to explain exactly why it is that people will generally accept something as valuable when it clearly has no value other than that which is decreed to have. A credit instrument is an obligation, and it's used as money because it has value. Now, the value that it has, of course, is a value which is based upon its credit worthiness. In other words, how much credit or how much credence people give to the promise which is actually written down. What I'm receiving or using as an instrument for money purposes is somebody else's obligation, their preparedness to do something for me.Which might be to give me fiat money. That could be the promise which is incorporated in the check or the bill of exchange.
This 由澳洲广播电台中文部制作的金融世界节目到这里就结束了。
马俊元和刘江，谢谢您的收听。Thank you.